Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, we have with us via telephone Christian Happy, Professor, Department of Biological Sciences, Redeemer's University, Nigeria, Adjunct Faculty, Department of Pharmacology and Therapeutics, University of Ibadan, Nigeria, ExxonMobil Leadership Forum Fellow, Harvard Malaria Initiative, Harvard School of Public Health, International Scientific Advisory Board Member, Accordia Global Health Foundation Committee Member. It's our pleasure to have Christian Happy on Nigeria Info this very beautiful afternoon. Sir, good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
How are you doing and a happy new year to you? The last time we had you here was sometime last year.
Oh, well, I'm doing great. Thank you and happy new year to you too.
Thank
you. Nice to be back on your show.
We're glad to have you. Really is our pleasure, except for the concern of coronavirus. I want you to help everyone listening right now. We now hear that there is a new variant of this coronavirus. Help us understand what that actually means. Put that in context for us.
Well, I think presently in Nigeria, we have a variant. I mean, we discovered a variant of the coronavirus at some point last year. But recently, just a few days ago, we discovered the UK variant, which is the B117 variant in Nigeria. And that was announced by the NCDC and then the Presidential Task Force. So this variant has the ability to transmit much more, and the variant is associated with, you know, what we in the UK recently they say is associated with increased case fatality. And the reason why it is associated with increased case fatality, it is that this variant has the ability to penetrate the cell much more faster and more efficiently than the normal. The original variant that was spread from China. So studies have shown that this new variant, which is the UK variant, actually invade the cell 70% more than the normal or old variant. And then when you have such a phenomenon, it means that your cells are overwhelmed, and then that really increases, you know, that affects the way you are manifesting the disease, that if you are sicker, and therefore, the possibility of leading to death is actually much more higher than if you were infected with a normal strain.
Okay. All right. Sir, a few days ago, I also read from a UK media house that scientists cast doubts over the variants and the fact, or this particular new variant, and the fact that it spreads more quickly and is more deadly. Now, that's what scientists from a UK media is reporting. My concern is when we compare the mortality in Nigeria to that of the UK, Nigerians are persuaded to believe that the grace of the gods is on our side. I want to know, as a scientist, why do you think the mortality outcome when we compare Nigeria to other countries, it appears that we're not doing as bad? We have God to thank for that, many Nigerians believe. But what do you think as a scientist?
Well, we have to be clear. In South Africa, there was a new variant, and that resulted in increased case fatality. I mean, not increased case fatality, but increased hospitalization. We did not have the UK variant in Nigeria until a few days ago when it was confirmed. And it is also obvious from studies in England that they had a surge in the number of cases. And then the largest number of people in admission today and the number of people dead in England are people that are infected with this variant. It's also true that in the scientific community, you have the proponent of this argument. You also have people that are antagonizing this argument. But it is clear from previous evidence in the United States, when the first variant was described, this is also the variant that we also described in Nigeria last year. This is a variant that has mutated, which was the one that has a spike protein mutated at the, where we had the D614G mutation. Mm-hmm. In vitro study, that is, you taking a cell with this, you taking a virus that has this variant and put it in the cell you realize that, you know, they infect cells much more faster than the normal variant. So these studies have been proven.
Yeah.
And the data in the UK now show that the number of people admitted in the hospital and the number of people dying of coronavirus are people with this variant. I don't know what else people want to prove when you have people, when there are evidence that this variant transmits at least, I mean, they say 11 to 22 times more than the old variant, just by contact tracing. I think science and the evidence are there to support what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. We don't dispute what you're saying. It's just that Nigerians feel that there probably is no need for too much alarm created around the capacity of the coronavirus to be deadly, particularly in Africa. So one of the many references that they make, particularly Nigerians, they say Nigerians are not dying at the rate at which other countries, or say other countries, report. So as a scientist, do you feel something is working in our favor? As Africans, we believe God is on our side. Another part might be what scientists can tell us. Does the sun help us? Say the vitamin D that we get from the sun, does that help? Or is it something about the African nature that has kept mortality rates down?
Well, it's a combination of so many factors.
Okay.
We have argued before that African population is relatively young. We're talking about over 65% of the African population is below the age of 15. So at least the fact that, you know, we have a younger population is an advantage. But it doesn't mean that we cannot get infected. It doesn't mean that this virus cannot become very deadly.
Okay.
In the Nigerian population, if care is not taken. The fact that we're having people die, and then the fact that in recent time we saw more people dying, I think should call for caution. That is just the truth. And then it's really surprising when people say Africans are not dying that much because of this disease. Nigeria is on the verge of losing 2,000 people since the beginning of the pandemic. The death of even one single person is too much for people to trivialize. And I think it's very important that we take this seriously.
Yeah.
We don't want to find ourselves in a situation whereby when we start counting dead by the thousands, and then people will say, if we knew. I think, you know, we are dealing with a moving target. I don't think that the people that are dying today in America, the people dying today in Europe, are not children of God. You know, God created all of us. And then I think that because of some circumstances, if you are not dying, we shouldn't trivialize it. Mm. We should rather be very careful.
Okay. Thank you. How well does this spread? Like, and what is the pattern of its spread? Because scientists are reporting that it spreads quicker. So when we say quicker, what does that even imply?
It means, for instance, that if you are taking a normal virus and a variant, or this particular UK variant, and then you subject them to cells that they should infect, you realize that the UK variant actually infects cells 30 to 30 times more than the normal cell. So which means that if you are taking a human being that is infected with the UK variant, and you are taking another person that is infected with the normal variant, the probability that the disease is more severe in the person that is infected with UK variant is very high. The reason being that, you know, you have an overwhelming number of cells that are infected. And if you have an overwhelming number of cells that are infected, it means that it weakens your body, it destroys your organs, and as such, the possibility, you know, that you can die of the disease is much higher. Remember that, you know, the cells actually enter your cells much more faster, which means that your immune system does not have enough time, you know, to respond and then to actually block that from happening. And then you are overwhelmed with the disease.
Okay. All right. I want to find out, as a scientist, have scientists been able to discover the kind of diseases this new variant can cause? If you remember the last time we were here, we spoke about the symptoms, you know, brought on by coronavirus. We are trying to understand whether there's an addition to the list of possibilities when it comes to diseases that this new variant can bring about.
I do not think that the symptoms are different. The only difference is that the disease progression is much more faster.
Okay.
And the reason the disease progression is much more faster is because you have an overwhelming number of cells that are affected in a very short number of time.
Okay. Okay. Now, you would agree with me that the last time you were here, when you spoke about people recovering from the coronavirus, it was also reported about that same time that they have a kind of immunity, and you try to educate us on the immunity. So here we are. I want to ask you once again about immunity, particularly from those who have recovered from the virus. I want you to speak on that because I have a subsequent question to that, which is, when a person has immunity, does this new variant bypass that immunity to affect the human cells? Or does a person with immunity, having recovered from coronavirus of the past, still maintain that immunity if they come in contact with the new variant?
I will say I got news for you. Is that a recent study in South Africa just shows that 50% of people that have been previously infected with the normal variant get reinfected with the South African variant, which means that in those people, the immunity that ought to have protected them against the new variant is not protective. So it is clear that while we have developed immunity from prior previous infection, there is greater possibility if the virus keeps mutating that we can get reinfected.
Okay. So now let's find out this new redeemer that we're told called the vaccine. To what extent is the vaccine preventive against the contact or, say, the contraction of coronavirus?
The vaccine boosts your immunity. The vaccine gives you greater flexibility to protect you against a new infection. That, however, if you have new variants that the vaccine was not designed for, then it means that you can still get reinfected.
Even after receiving the vaccine?
That is if. I keep saying, remember that the vaccine was designed to protect you, protect us against certain lineages of the virus.
Yeah.
Now, we are in a situation whereby the virus keeps changing. And let's hope that the vaccine, you know, the changes in the virus are not in the areas that are targeted by the vaccine. If the changes in the virus, the mutation in the virus, are in the areas that are targeted by the vaccine and they keep accumulating, then it tells us that then that vaccine cannot develop the kind of immunity that will prevent that kind of variant to affect us. So, and as such, that's why we are saying that even when you are vaccinated, you should still take the necessary precautions. You still need to do social distancing and wear your mask. I don't think that we said that since people take vaccines, that they should start flaunting the laws and then do things just anyhow. We're in a very dangerous era.
Wow.
And we have to really work and adhere to the public health policies, listen to the authorities, and do exactly what we're supposed to do in order to prevent, you know, massive infections and massive propagation of the disease.
Okay. You know, I really want to appreciate, you know, the last answer that you gave, because I've been asked that question myself personally. So here again, I want to rephrase the very same question I asked you a few minutes ago, which is, you say that it's necessary that we get vaccinated. The vaccine prevents us and gives us a better fighting chance against the lineage of, say, this mutating virus, particularly the lineage that is available as at the time of the creation of the virus. Some people feel that they don't need the vaccine if they have a fighting chance, given the fact that, say, maybe they feed on herbs, their immune system is strong. What do you say as a scientist regarding that?
Well, I do think that while people are free to believe what they believe, I think we have an opportunity to actually get vaccinated. And then we can add to eat the herbs, we can add to eat the natural immunity. We lose nothing by accepting vaccination on top of what we have already. I don't think that it is a bad thing to do, but it's actually worse off if you were refusing to take vaccine, and then you got yourself unnecessarily exposed, and then got infected, and then put other people at risk.
Okay. When you say it like that, we also are aware that scientists have not been able to thoroughly examine the vaccine. At least they've not had enough time to do that, given the necessity brought on by this coronavirus. So we don't even know how much we're going to lose in the future. And this is not me suggesting that there is something to lose, but given that there is no scientific proof of what the side effects, the long-term side effects can be of the coronavirus, how do you allay the fears of people who might have some suspicion about the fact that the vaccines have not been tested long enough to pretty much mitigate whatever side effects can be brought about by the vaccine?
I will say one thing. There is no single vaccine that is out there that was not approved by the international regulatory authority after observation of 45 days without side effects. All the vaccines that you see out there have been observed for 45 days. And after the 45 days, they were given approval by the regulatory authority.
Okay.
I think for the vaccine that are currently being used, it has gone through the same regulatory purpose. And that is the reason why it was approved. Now, I think people are worried because they hear that we're using the RNA vaccine, messenger RNA vector and all of that. But unfortunately, what people don't know is that it's an old technology that was just, pivoted for COVID and that has been accelerated for the purpose of starting this pandemic. I think, it is not something new. It is a technology that has existed in the past decade and has been developed over the past 10 years. But they realize it is a quicker and a faster way to make vaccines as part of innovation in medicine. And it was just adapted for the purpose of accelerating the vaccine against COVID. Remember that they say necessity is a mode of invention. We found ourselves in a pandemic. There was no countermeasure. And then we really have to start using our brain and accelerating every process to invent the vaccine that we're using today.
Okay, so in order to help the layman listening, how would you explain to him the meaning of mRNA, which is certainly one of the materials in the vaccine?
mRNA stands for messenger ribonucleic acid. M for messenger, R for ribo, N for nucleic, and A for acid. So everything that we are made of, our skin, our eyes, our hair, and everything that we are made of is a product of the messenger RNA. That is, it is what the proteins that are in the cells. And then this protein called ribosomes read in order to generate proteins. And then these proteins are what really give us our skin color black, give our color of hair, and then or give our eyes color or anything. So the messenger RNA is very important in expressing proteins. But remember that our immune system is made of protein. And as such, when you are bringing a messenger RNA that is made of a particle of COVID-19, then our system expresses, those proteins mimicking the virus, which is mimicking the COVID-19 virus, and then our immune system recognizes. When the COVID-19 virus now comes into our body, our body knows that it has seen something like that before, and then send that army that defends us, that is called antibodies, that will send them out in billions, and then they will go and kill the coronavirus that just entered our body.
Okay. Now, some people are of the suspicion that the vaccine has the tendency to change human DNA. As a scientist, what do you say in that regard?
It is not possible for the messenger RNA to get into the DNA. It is not possible. Biologically, it is an impossibility. The human DNA is a double-stranded, has two fragments. A messenger RNA has only one fragment, and then it is a shorter fragment and cannot even integrate the DNA because the DNA is made of different regions. There are regions that are blank, followed by regions that have character. And then the messenger RNA is only made of regions that are made of character. And then their structure is very different. It's practically impossible to integrate, you know, the human DNA because you don't just get into the DNA like that. You must have an ability, an affinity with the regions aside before to be integrated.
And you are saying that this vaccine doesn't have that capacity to permeate or cut through the human DNA?
No.
Okay. Is it possible that you can tell some of the materials that are components in this vaccine?
The materials and components of these vaccines are very simple. You read, like what we've done in Nigeria to identify all these variants,
how
to characterize the 43 different lineages of the virus that are circulating in Nigeria. That's what we've done at the Africa Center of Excellence for Genomic of Infectious Diseases. That is my lab at Redeemers University. We use the same technology to replicate, that is to reproduce that fragment of the virus in vitro. That is using a machine to rebuild a fragment of the virus, and then you are putting it in an expression system. We call it a vector. So once you put that vector in the cell, then the cell starts replicating. When it starts replicating, it's going to be producing the viral particles that are similar to the one that the coronavirus has on its surface. Remember that when anything new enters the human body, the body sends an army of what you call scouts to first of all try to study what that thing looks like, and then they take pictures of that thing, and then the body goes and then starts analyzing the best way to attack. So, and then when he identifies the way to attack, he sends the right type of soldier that will deal with that kind of new structure that has just entered the body. So what we are doing in this case by developing the vaccine is actually to mimic that process. So when you are presenting that to the cell, to the human body, the body goes in because it appears to you, scout it, and then go and then design the right kind of ammunition that is needed to destroy that kind of thing. So then the next time, when we are infected with the coronavirus, because the cell has seen something similar, it sends then the right kind of ammunition, and then the coronavirus is destroyed. That's how the vaccine is protecting us.
Okay. And what is the duration? For how long are we safe the moment people accept the vaccines?
Remember that we say that this is a prime boost vaccine. Prime boost vaccine means that you need one dose, and then 3 weeks after, you need a second one. The first dose enables you to, first of all, to create some kind of immunity. And then by the second time, when you're adding the second dose, the second time, it really amplifies and magnifies your immunity. And therefore, you are prepared. So when you have it, so far, you know, it's definitely going to be so far we can say that it's going to be protective. We're talking about probably a year or more. But then remember that if you are dealing with the same virus that has not changed, then we have that greater level of protection for a very long time. But if the virus changes, then you realize that at that point, that immunity that you had before might not be absolutely and completely protective because of the changes in the virus.
Then you are probably required to go get vaccinated again.
Again. That's why you keep getting vaccines. That's why in the West you hear about the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine comes out every year because the flu virus changes so much that every year they have to program and then develop a vaccine that could be against the virus that was circulating that year.
Okay. Now, someone asked me this question, and I had to paraphrase it to see if we can get the best response out of you, which is that different companies at this point are creating vaccines. I don't know whether you are privy to this, but do they differ in terms of standards and quality, or are they all the same?
The technology that is out there right now is practically the same. All of the companies, be it Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and even the one that we have tried to develop here that is actually ready to go clinical trial, we are using the same platform. It's just a slight variation from one company to the other. But definitely the technology and the platforms are the same.
And the variation here is not necessarily a question of standard or quality. Because, you know, some people think the AstraZeneca one is maybe of some certain standard higher than, you know, maybe the one coming out from India. You understand. And so some people might think maybe we should all wait for the AstraZeneca one or wait for the Pfizer one. Do you understand the question? So are you saying that one, that they're all the same regardless of where it's coming from? So get anyone available to you.
The technologies are the same.
Okay.
The end products are not the same. If you look at it, the AstraZeneca one is something that can be kept at between 2 to 8 degrees. The Moderna one is a product that should be kept at minus 20 degrees. The one from Pfizer should be kept at minus 85 degrees. So you can see that the end products are not the same. The platform and the technology are more or less the same. There are some little changes depending on the company. People are keeping that close to their chest because it's their intellectual property.
Ah.
But you look at it and then you realize that at the end of the day, they achieve the same purpose, which is protecting you against the coronavirus.
Okay. You have done very well trying to expatiate on our knowledge and comprehension of this coronavirus. Is there anything else you'd like to add for Nigerians to help Nigerians comprehend the nature of this and the problem we're confronted with?
I just want to say and repeat that Nigerians shouldn't trivialize, you know, this pandemic. We shouldn't assume that because today we have lost only 2,000 people, which I think is way too much, too many lives, that we shouldn't find ourselves in a situation whereby if care is not taken and if we are not taking the proper measure, that we can find ourselves like in the situation that is happening in the West. It is because people were not complying that they found themselves in this situation. So we need to continue to wear masks. We need to continue to ensure social distancing. We need to ensure that, you know, we are respecting the guidelines, that let's avoid parties and let's avoid gatherings. You know, let's really comply. It is when the virus keeps infecting people that the virus has the ability to change. If you do not give the possibility or the opportunity to the virus to keep infecting others, then that virus will eventually die out. It's been proven that if we all follow social distancing, wearing our masks and washing our hands, and avoid crowded places, and ensuring that we're following the guidelines, we can all defeat this virus without all the necessary vaccination and everything that we, I mean, while we're waiting for the vaccine. Over.
Okay, all right. So I have one final question for you. Something out of Bill Gates. Bill Gates kind of suggested that there could be a possibility of another virus coming out at some point between now 20 years, between now and 3 years. He suggests we prepare that in case it comes out between now and 3 years. We don't even know what to make of it. I mean, we barely understand coronavirus, but here Bill Gates is suggesting that there could be another virus in no time. Do you have anything to say in that regard? Like, are we now in the phase of human history where a pandemic or having a pandemic might be a thing that humans will come in contact with a little bit more often?
It is a possibility. And nobody should discountenance, you know, the suggestion by Gates. I think what we need to do is to prepare. And what we need to do is actually to ensure that we set up systems and infrastructures that can enable us to respond in case there is a pandemic. Remember that we're in a world that we are not controlling. God created this world in the perfect, perfectly. But we keep tampering with nature. We don't know exactly what we're tampering with. When people go into the bushes and they start, dealing with nature, there are consequences. So I think we just need to prepare and then as much as possible, set up a system that can enable us to respond in case we have a new pandemic. Let's learn from COVID-19 and get better prepared for disease X if it happens to occur. I don't think Bill Gates will say for sure that it's going to be in 3 years, but we should prepare for pandemics in the future. That is the best way to live on Earth.
You have been absolutely phenomenal today, again, as you were the last time. Thank you very much, Christian Happy, for being on the show. It has been our pleasure. I do hope to have you again further at another time to speak further about this coronavirus. Given the fact that it's a mutating virus, we certainly need to know and learn more and even frequently about it. And hopefully we have you on the wings to help us with understanding the virus. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Christian Happy. Lagos, Nigeria, we have been speaking with Christian Happy, who is a scientist and pretty much a man of many honors. He has been speaking on the coronavirus. And I honestly want to address, on one hand, those who believe that there is a virus, and the other hand, those who do not believe that there is a virus. What you need is information. What you need is to pay attention to the facts and the figures and the news, and then you make of every information that comes your way what you can. Make of it what you will, and out of that, make the best decisions for yourself. Remember, wear your mask, wash your hands, and where necessary, try to social distance. We're off on a break, are we? Yeah? No break? All right. So I'm going to give a few of our friends listening an opportunity to speak on what they have heard, share their victory stories, or share their experiences on Nigeria Info. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce, 0700-993-993-993. I do apologize. You couldn't quite have the opportunity to ask him questions yourself. Hopefully, the next time we have him here, I'll make that opportunity available to you. Welcome. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, George.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome. What's your name?
Quick one. I want to thank the prof you just interviewed. Those of us who feels the government is not telling us the truth, with what I heard from this man now, and those of us who are doubting this, I think they should have a second thought. You get my point?
Okay.
And the best thing is, prevention is better than cure. This mask they ask us to be wearing and wash hand and social distance. I'm begging my people. Now they make it compulsory now. If you don't wear face mask, you go to jail 6 months and you pay fine as well. So I'm begging our people to please forget about this doubting the government.
Right. Yeah.
With this prof, I have second thought now.
All
thank
right.
you, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
Francis, yeah. Calling from there.
Okay.
Yes, Joyce. Yeah, if I may ask, is you getting science?
No, he's not.
Then why isn't now predicting as if it is the scientist?
Good. So that's why I told you, watch the news, pay attention, and make of it what you will.
Okay, Joyce. I listened to your guest.
He spoke
quite well. But Joyce, do you agree with me that this government, our government, have created a bad system for their own people to perish?
Why do you say that?
See, Joyce. Just go to BRT, you see what is going on there. We have the population here, but the system is not working.
Yeah, okay.
Come and see how people, as in the number of people standing in BRT is more than people sitting down.
Yeah.
So how do we protect ourselves now?
Okay, all right. So at least try wash your hands. That's something you can do. Have a sanitizer.
Yes, by the grace, I'm with my mask and I'm washing my hands.
All right, now the rest is for God to do.
I'm trying my best to stay safe.
God will do the rest.
Bless your heart, Jay.
Thank you very much. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ouch. Done it? Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you.
You see, at some time I used to be afraid of those doctors.
Oh.
Because they would talk as if their life is in their hand.
Oh, okay. Forgetting
that God is the ultimate of our life.
Sure. So yes, what exactly... hold on a second.
What you need to do is to turn back to God. That's just the only thing.
Yeah, but don't you think... Absolutely, we agree with that. But don't you think while you're turning to God, God will also require that you get information?
We offended God. Go to the Bible. You'll find out something like that.
So you think when people, coronavirus is a function of sin?
When people sin,
yeah.
God releases his anger on us.
Yeah.
By sickness.
Yeah.
We seek and die. So the many people will repent.
If we go by this logic, the real sinners haven't died. If we try to pay attention to this math you just brought on board, the real guys have not yet died.
There is nothing the mask can do for us. Even if we cover all our bodies, those who want to contact the sickness will contact it and we will surely die. Except we repent and ask God for forgiveness.
We cannot argue with that logic. All right. Thank you very much. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Just about time now for the headlines. On 99.3 Nigeria Info, we're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We were speaking with Christian Happy, Department of Biological Sciences, Redeemer's University, Nigeria, Adjunct Faculty, Department of Pharmacology and Therapeutics, University of Ibadan, Nigeria, Exxon Mobil Leadership Fellow in Harvard Malaria Initiative, Harvard School of Public Health International Scientific Advisory Board member. He really goes all the way out there. So, a worthy scientist to ask questions regarding coronavirus. We would have him again, or maybe have someone else affiliated by character or aspect to the nature and formation of this virus.